can almost smell the hot oil and burnt rubber through the radio. Or maybe that's just Steve and Sam. You found the Race Report.
And welcome back to the Race Report. I'm Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell talking about the chase. It's time for the chase. After Richmond last night, Jimmy Johnson was the winner. And, of course, that gives him now, based on his two victories the last 2 weeks, after going 14 races without a win and really struggling through the summer months, the 48 team looks to be back on track in a big, big way. And I think along with Tony Stewart, they are certainly the favorites heading into the chase right now. But Kyle Busch wins the Busch Series Emerson Radio 250 at Richmond on Friday night, led all but 25 laps, very dominating win. And, of course, the Busch Series is kind of who cares at this point because Carl Edwards has such a huge lead. But the Craftsman Truck Series getting pretty interesting. They don't need the chase there. Johnny Benson picked up his second straight victory. But what's more interesting, Mike Skinner suffered a cut tire and fell back and ended up 28th as Ron Hornaday finished second. And now for the first time in quite a while in the Truck Series, Mike Skinner is no longer the points leader. Ron Hornaday, former champion, leads Skinner by 4 points in the Craftsman Truck Series. So that is getting interesting. Going to move on to some things other than the chase. A lot of news this week.
Man,
and the biggest
big
story
week.
Early in the week, probably Joe Gibbs Racing, although it wasn't exactly one of the best kept secrets. We knew about it before it was announced officially, but they made it official early in the week that they are switching to Toyota. And that is big.
That's huge.
You look at the way Toyota has struggled this year, and we've talked a lot about it, how maybe Michael Waltrip Racing wasn't the best choice as kind of the face of your franchise, so to speak, as they headed into the season. You know, they started after the Daytona 500. They missed a lot of races, and, of course, Dale Jarrett has missed several races, too, ever since he ran out of past champions provisionals. They have struggled, to say the least. There have been flashes. Dave Blaney has had some good runs for them. Brian Vickers got their first top five this season. Dave Blaney got their first pole and has had some decent runs going. But for the most part, it's been, just face it, it's been a disaster. It's been a nightmare for Toyota this year. They have not really been competitive. But they have upgraded their driver lineup considerably now by signing Joe Gibbs Racing. You're looking at a guy, a two-time champion going for his third this season, and then probably two of the best young drivers in Nextel Cup right now.
Absolutely.
Denny Hamlin, and, of course, Kyle Busch will be in the stable of Joe Gibbs Racing next year. So, you know, we will find out pretty quickly if Toyota is competitive or not in this series because they're going to have the drivers that will get them to the front if the machinery is up to speed, I guess the best way to say it.
Well, Toyota's not only upgraded their drivers, but they've also upgraded their engineering staff by adding Mark Cronquist, the chief engine builder for Gibbs Racing.
Yeah.
This guy knows how to build engines, and he's going to take on a bulk
of
that.
He can build them fast, too.
Yes, he can.
They
have not only upgraded the drivers, but the engineering part of it. And I thought it was interesting in this press conference that one of the things that kept coming up, J.D. Gibbs kept saying, we wanted to be the leader. And obviously, with Chevrolet, they were not the lead team. Now they come to the forefront, and they have to be the ones to set the pace for Toyota. And I think they think that's a huge challenge, and it is a huge challenge. And I think it's a challenge for that organization.
Seems a challenge that they certainly welcome, and I think that's a good point. They're not top dog with Chevrolet. When you've got Hendrick and
probably third,
beside, of course, Hendrick Motorsports and probably Richard Childress Racing as well, because Richard has been in it so long, and, of course, the Dale Earnhardt legacy tied to that. But, you know, it will be very interesting to see now because, you know, this year, quite frankly, you know, Michael Waltrip, Dale Jarrett, you have basically a guy whose best years are behind him, a former champion for sure. And then you have Michael Waltrip who's
never had a best year.
I didn't want to say a has been and a never was, but I guess if you want to put it in a nutshell, that basically is it. And, you know, you have Dave Blaney, who's seen just, you know, moderate success. He's never done much in the series either. You have Brian Vickers, who started to show flashes, a former Busch Series champion, showed flashes with Hendrick Motorsports, and he's probably had some of the better runs for Toyota this year. But then you have, you know, David Rudiman, A.J. Allmendinger. Jeremy Mayfield, who, you know, again, varying degrees of success here and there, not so much lately. So, I mean, that was not a very formidable driver lineup, quite honestly, I mean, that Toyota put together this year. So I don't know that we've really seen the best of what Toyota has to offer, and there's no doubt about it. They'll put a lot of money into it. They will throw the cash into it as far as research and development, wind tunnel testing, whatever they need. As you mentioned, the addition of Mark Cronquist now in the engineering department, so he will get the most out of those engines, and it'll be interesting to see. I mean, if if Tony Stewart or Denny Hamlin or Kyle Busch gets him in victory lane pretty early on next season, I mean, look out.
Look out.
Look out. And not only, and I think, Sam, what this will be is maybe a ripple effect. If Joe Gibbs Racing does have the success next year that I think they might have, just because I believe in those drivers and that organization, then you're going to see maybe some other teams jumping ship as well. And Toyota could start putting together a pretty powerful
Penske Racing.
Yep, that could be next. And so it could be really interesting to see what happens next year. That was a big story this year. And coming up against the break here, so we'll finish up and talk a little more about this. But also big news this week, Dale Earnhardt Jr. will have his crew chief, Tony Urie Jr., with him at Hendrick Motorsports. Urie has signed a multi-year contract to move over and remain atop the pit box for Dale Earnhardt Jr. You know, we talked about it, and our engineer Paul Knauer made the great point earlier, that, you know, one thing about a dysfunctional family, they always seem to be very loyal. And to a fault sometimes. And Tony Urie Jr. and Dale Earnhardt Jr., you heard a little more of it last night. Every time, you know, ESPN, one thing, they seem to love the in-car audio. They give us a ton of that in-car audio, and they seem to love it from Junior especially, because it's usually so interesting. And those guys have always, and we've always heard it on other telecasts, Junior gets pretty nasty sometimes and yelling back and forth, and people always say, that's just the way they are, that's just the way they are. And I'm sure it is, because they are cousins, they've grown up together. But, you know, you never hear really, I mean, he'll get on him a little bit. For the most part, that's not the type of conversation you hear between Chad Knaus and Jimmy Johnson, Greg Zipidelli and Tony Stewart, Steve Letard and Jeff Gordon. I mean, you know, I don't know that bickering brothers is really the best chemistry sometimes for a crew chief and driver, but, you know, we'll see. If that's what Junior wanted, that's what he's gotten, and we'll see how that goes.
I think he needs a fresh start with a brand new crew chief.
I think that might have been the best path, but, hey, they didn't ask me, so we'll see how that works out.
Well, they'll pay for it.
Stick around. Coming back and wrapping up the race report after this.